Yeah, I mean, I think looking back, there were, like in a lot of games, there were probably a handful of plays that you wish you'd had back and maybe made a different decision or saw something that you missed. For the most part, felt like it was a lot of good stuff, though. You know, I mean, offensively, we had a lot of production, yards-wise, you know, which obviously you don't get any points for that, but we were moving it, got into some good rhythms, had a lot of good stuff out there. I think collectively we all looked at every time we got into the red zone and what happened, and every single drive. I mean, there was a negative play, there was a penalty, there was something that put us back behind the chains, and then couldn't convert.
As a quarterback in this league, what happens to you when you start getting hit regularly? How does that change things for you?
I think they're all different. I think that certainly as a quarterback, and depending on the defenses you're playing, when pressure's coming, I mean, you know it. You know, you know pressure's coming, and your ball is either, I mean, your job's either to distribute the football. You got to do something, you know, and when you get hit on those types of plays, it's different. You know, and certainly I think there's different types. Or when, you know, hey, they're playing coverage, but they're still getting home and things like that. That can be a different deal, I think, and all the stuff in between. And I don't think they're all the same, but certainly from a defensive perspective, yeah, they're trying to. They try to get as many hits as they can. They, you know, they're trying to wear you down. They try to get to you. They try to get in your head, get to your feet over the course of a game, and that's their goal. That's their objective.
What do you say to your offensive linemen? Obviously, 19 sacks is more than you're used to. Just what can you say?
I think, like I said, they're not all the same. I think looking back at this last week in particular, we knew on third down that was a good football team. They were exotic. They brought a lot of different pressures. We knew going into that. I think I'll say, I mean, to have that kind of production that we had last week, it doesn't happen without the offensive line playing really well as well. You know, it doesn't happen. It starts with them. You're not going to run the ball and throw the ball like you did without those guys playing really well. So, we played some good defenses. We've been on the road. All that stuff does play into it. But certainly I think, I think we're moving in the right direction. I think those guys are continuing playing. I'm part of it. I mean, certainly you look at all these sacks, and I know those offensive line take a lot of hits, but I got my fair share in there where it's like, man, what were you doing, you know? So.
And also, how much of a role do you play like in identifying some of these fronts and these stunts and these blitzes that are coming from?
Yeah, it changes week to week, but certainly I'm a huge part of it. Yeah, it's on me just as much as those guys and really kind of a collective unit. Yep.
How are you feeling physically? 12 sacks the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good, you know. I do, to be honest, feel really good. I know it's a number and guys are looking at the total, but they're all different. I think there's a lot of weeks when maybe your sack total's not as high, but you're taking a lot of hits or you're running the football more and you're more sore. I thought guys have done a really good job, battling there. I mean, like I said, when you have that kind of production, the offense, I mean, it starts with those guys, and they played really, really well this last week, I thought.
Forgetting about who's at fault for a second, but can you last a whole season taking as many sacks?
Yeah, I mean, I think to start the season, I think we all know that, yeah, I mean, that kind of trajectory is not where we want to be, and it's not a good thing, and you hope to get it changed. But with that, I think the focus, like I said, I mean, you're not going out there like, okay, we're not going to take sacks. I mean, that's not the focal point. The focus is we're going to go out there and score points, right? We're going to go out there and score points. We're going to move the football. And in doing so, part of that is, yeah, we're going to get rid of the football, right? We're going to be smart. We're going to – when they are bringing more guys and we can block, the ball needs to come out. And the guys up front are going to block and do their job, and it's on all of us. Yeah.
Along those lines, what's happening in the red zone? What happened in the red zone last week?
I think every single time, I mean – seemed like every drive you could point to a negative play that we had when we got in the red zone, a negative run early, a penalty, something that put us behind the chains, and then you're going against a good defense that's once they got you in that situation, they were going to make you throw it underneath. They were going to, they're going to come up and tackle, and they're going to take the field goal. I mean, that was the kind of style of play. I felt like a lot of it was self-inflicted. We put ourselves in bad situations and weren't able to overcome it.
Is it tougher with a shorter field a lot of times in this league?
Well, sometimes you get down there, yeah, and it kind of becomes an extra defender. I mean, that's kind of the talk with them. I mean, obviously the field gets constricted. And there's that. There's a premium there on spacing and timing. Offensively, you know, when the field gets smaller, you have less space. So with that, timing and spacing is even more critical. Absolutely.
How do you turn that production into points, though? You look at that and you say, hey, we played pretty good.
You got to. I mean, you just got to do better. I mean, we got to be better down there. I mean, that's it. And with that, I mean, this week's a different challenge. I mean, we're playing the Bears. Bears defense are a different challenge. So a little bit, you're taking the things you learned last week, but you're moving forward. You know, and this is a new challenge this week, and we got to figure out how to beat these guys. So a little bit of that, you're moving on.
When you watch the Bears on tape, what stands out to you about that defense?
I mean, I think it starts up front. I mean, physical group up front that you know, with that, I think they play physical. That's their mindset. You know, they're trying to get home. They're trying to be physical. And then on the outside, they got some veteran guys at the corner position. You don't know what they're doing, and they switch up the coverage a lot. They throw different things at you, change up leverage, things like that. So,
Roll being possibly out for this week, we've got a couple of young safeties. Does that change your guys' approach at all?
You know, it's so early in the week to know any of that stuff. I mean, for us, obviously, as quarterbacks, you know, you're getting ready for the whole defense and the scheme and all the guys. We'll see as we get closer to the game, any injury reports or things like that.
Obviously, you've been throwing the ball back a lot the last 2 weeks. Jeremy's really kind of gotten his. My question is, how much is that you trusting him? How much has that been schemed up? And how much is just him being open? Or is it all of it?
I mean, to be honest, you probably hit it. It's probably all of them. For sure. I mean, there's certainly scenarios where it's, I mean, he's just winning, right? He's winning one-on-one. There's scenarios when it's play design and we're getting it to him. And there's certainly, yeah, I mean, he's deserved of it. Certainly there's times where you're like, I'm going to let this go because he's rolling right now and he's competitive and you trust him. Yeah.
All right.